Page 4. With this day having been hallowed, clean, there were no contaminants, pollutants, foreign entities, or agents of any kind. It was pure and altogether unadulterated. For example, if a vacuum tube of an electron scanning microscope contains one speck of dust, it has been adulterated. It is not clean. Its environment is impure. To keep a day holy is the same. It is without blemish. There are no spots in it. The day has none of man's contamination. There is no adulteration of that pure chamber whatsoever. To stress the point as to the purity of the Sabbath day, the words keep and holy are the same Hebrew word kodesh, which means clean or undefiled. In the Hebrew language, replication of a word, actually this is kodesh, it's a double word. In the Hebrew language, the replication of a word intensifies the statement. It strengthens what is being said. No stronger statement can be made than to use a word this way. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, or from the Hebrew and paraphrased, take heed, mark, recognize, and remember the seventh day of intermission, for it is clean, pure, undefiled. Exodus 20, verse 8. With this, let me ask, how many of you in your natural state of being and coupled with the determined discipline of religious purity can enter a 24-hour day and keep from contaminating it with your carnal mind? I mean, with not even one negative thought, slip of the tongue, or deed. Personally, I know of none, but if you have done so, I praise God that you have truly entered into His rest in all purity and are worthy of it. Yet I might question some spotlessness at this time from most, especially from those who walk according to the law rather than the Spirit, which would be a contaminant itself. Something that they who keep the Sabbath may not have considered is that they all break this law frequently. For Jesus said that if you break even one of the laws, such as lust, covetousness, lying, etc., you are guilty of breaking them all, which includes the fourth one. Please tell me, what man or woman can take any day of the week and fulfill the nature of God by keeping to the letter of every jot and tittle of all the laws? It won't happen, and no one can keep any day, not even the seventh day, totally clean and undefiled. Who can forbid one evil or negative thought or action from coming to mind or breaking through one's righteous facade? Do we really think that our human imperfections can be bridled and held at bay for 12 solid hours, 24 hours, week after week, year after year? I believe not. For that matter, we all can most likely remember how we yelled at our kids and our wife or husband in preparations for church, whether it was Saturday or Sunday, not to mention on the way there.